So we are going to try, to begin with, to look at this problem from Freud's standpoint, and then later try to see how this works in a larger field. Now, when we regard the human development and its character, to find what the universal traits are, the first thing is that the human life falls into three chief periods. One, the period of infancy, which is a period of dependency and lasts 12 years at least. And actually, the human physique does not mature, nor the psyche mature, until the early 20s. So here is a period of infancy and dependency. Then it is as though a plaster of Paris had been poured into a mold, a dependency mold. And then the mold is asked to take the form suddenly of personal responsibility. It is to move out of the dependency pattern into the adult pattern of responsibility. In terms of the requirements of a specific society, this is the phase of experience that is practically the same for all human beings. The growing up of the little psyche is timed in about the same way everywhere. I'll state in a minute what Freud's views are on this. Then the individual has to make that jump. Now, in every society, this is a matter of deep concern. The initiation rites in primitive societies are concerned with precisely that moment. The individual is dealt with in such a way that he no longer can fly back to mother. A perfectly obvious example is the sort of thing that happens in many African and Australian tribes, where when the little boys become kind of obstreperous and tough, moving on toward 11 and 12 and 13, the men come in ceremonial costume in a frightening aspect, and the little boys run automatically to mother for protection. Mother pretends to protect them. But the men take the boys away from mother, and mother's no protection anymore. Then the boy is taken out into the men's dancing ground and given a terrific roughing up. He's circumcised and scarified and punched around and scared. And in the course of all these early images of the father image and the mother image are transferred to the ancestral images of the tribe itself, so that these become the father-mother images, and the child suddenly becomes an adult. His body is changed. He doesn't have the same body anymore. And he is now immediately, when he returns, married to some little girl who has been picked for him, and he's now a responsible citizen. So the first great crisis, and this is one in which Freud is particularly interested, is that of the transition from infancy and its dependency attitude to responsibility in terms of the requirements of this specific society. Now, to give a jump ahead, these inevitable images of infancy are translated in the educational ritual here into images that will link the individual to the society, the totem ancestor, the mother goddess, and all of these involved pantheons represent these early imprint images transformed to such a shape that the energies that flow to them are channeled into social attitudes of significance to that world.